You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A leader's downfall begins when he exalts himself rather than exalting God. Discover the truth behind the statement in week two of Rise and Fall.
Welcome to the 7 p.m. service. You are in Victory Metro East. Can I hear a woot woot? So we're in our series about leadership. It's called The Rise and Fall, and we are week two. To start this message off, two big things happened on the same day last week. If you follow sports, you're a big fan of basketball, maybe you know this guy, Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant played his last NBA game. He retired from playing professional basketball, and on his last game, nakita niyo po yun, may nakalagay doon 60 points. That's one of the highest, if not the highest, final games of any player ever. And he set a record for the 2015-2016 season for the single highest point made by a player better than Steph Curry. Tinalo niya si Steph Curry sa single highest point game. And they were actually behind. His team was behind 10 points with less than 2 minutes to go. Pero Kobe scored the last 15 points, I think, to win this game. What a great way to end a career. He led, this guy was a leader. He led the Lakers to 5 championships, 5 rings. And even through hardships, kahit meron siyang pilay, kahit masakit yung kamay niya, may injury, he would still play and he would lead his team to win. I'm not a Kobe fan. I'm the exact opposite. I'm actually a LeBron James fan. So I want to congratulate this guy and commend him for his leadership. Yun lang po talaga yung connect. Dahil Cavs ang magcha-champion this year. Lakers, hindi ko na alam. Sorry mga Lakers fans. Hindi na kayo magcha-champion ever. And second thing that happened this week, we have a brand new campus minister. His name is Matt Jubilado, and he just finished and graduated from the Evie Nation School of Campus Ministry, and he will be working with us in the Antipolo Church. He will be staying here muna sa Metro East to serve as one of our campus ministers. If you know him, you congratulate him because he was one of the few who had 2 awards for the best strategic paper, and he had a personal award for personal excellence. Hindi personal award, na siya nagbigay. Pero in-awarded siya for personal excellence. This is who we are. If you ask us what is our goal as a church and as a ministry, it's to train the future leaders. This is our mandate and this is who we are as a ministry. We're all about training leaders. And this series on leadership, our goal for this is for us to have a picture of a leader worth following. And as a result, for us to aspire to be a leader worth following. Meron ka ba ditong katabi na mukhang leader na pwede mag-lead? Susundin mo pag may sinabi sa'yo. Meron ba? Meron ba? Taas mo kamay mo. May katabi ka ba ng leader? Ayun. Galing. Tayo kasi, when we assign leaders or we set leaders, usually it's someone who rises up as leaders in our groups. It's usually the loudest guy. Kasi sino may pinakamalakas na boses, siya na susunod. Saan tayo kakain? Gutom na kami. Dito tayo! Diyan tayo pupunta. Or ano papanoorin nating sine? Ito Batman. Pangit yan! Namatay si. Dito tayo! May namatay ba doon? Hindi ko alam eh. Siya na susunod. Or kung sino yung pinakamaporma. Meron ba kayong kilalang ganun? Sa grupo nyo, siya yung pinaka-stylish. Hindi pa uso yung jogger, nagja-jogger na siya. Hanggang dito, dito yung putol. Talagang ano, una siya sa mga uso. Hindi na siya nagme-medyas. Lahat kayo sumusunod. Yung ganda nun, okay ah. Tapos nagkakaroon na ng trend. Or siya pinakamayaman, siya pinakamalaki baon, mga students. Diba? Kung sino may pinakamalaking allowance, usually siya nasusunod. Diba? Pag gutom na kayo, budget ko 10 pesos, 2 subo lang to. Hindi, dito tayo kakain, dito tayo pupunta. Gusto kong kumain ng masarap ngayon. Wala kaming pera, hindi kami makakasama sa'yo. Libre ko kayong lahat. Okay, doon tayong lahat. Siya nasusunod. But a lot of times, leaders for us is someone who's in a position or has the title of something. If he's the manager, if he's the supervisor, if he's the head coach, the trainer, the director, he's the boss. sinusunod natin. Diba? Sometimes we think that leadership should be associated with titles. If someone is the CEO, if someone is the COO, the CFO, if someone has a degree, an MD, an MA, an MBA, a PhD, MIE, NDD, IDD, PLDT, susundin natin, di ba? Basta may naka-attach ng letters dun sa pangalan, ooh, bigatin to, heavy. But you know what? That's not what leadership is about. That's the lowest form of leadership. If you are following someone because he has a title, that's the basic form. So don't be happy that people are following you because you are the boss. John Maxwell said this, everyone will influence 10,000 people in their lifetime. When he said everyone, walang lusot dyan, kahit na sino, everyone ang ibig sabihin niya. Can you turn to your friend, to your neighbor, to your seatmate, and tell that person, you will influence a lot of people. Totoo yun. Sino ba sa inyo dito, feeling nyo you're an introvert? Mahihayin kayo, shy kayo. Sa sobrang shy nyo, hindi nyo rin mataas yung kamay nyo. Shy nga ako, pastor. Alam nyo ba, kung feeling nyo shy kayo, yung tao na mas shy pa sa inyo will influence 10,000 people in their lifetime. Isn't that amazing? What does that mean for us? That means anyone can lead. Anyone and everyone has the potential to be a leader. So this series is for you. If you don't think you're a leader or you don't want to lead, you can lead. In the Philippines, it says, 6 out of 10 young Filipinos aspire for a position of leadership. Imagine that. Can I hear from the young people? If you're a young person here in this room tonight, can you make some noise? Okay, pwede na yan. Sige. Did you realize na sa mga young people, even sama na natin lahat, 6 out of 10 of us want to lead, want to become a leader. Compared with the rest of the world, you know how many is the rest of the world? 4 out of 10 lang. So I'm speaking to a lot of leaders here tonight, a lot of potential leaders even. So you may have been inspired to become a leader as we started this series, or you may be inspired as we finish this message, I want to lead, I want to be a leader. Our hope for you is that you not only start strong in your leadership, but you also finish strong, that you will finish well. Because today, we're going to be looking at the life of a great leader. He was actually a king, but he didn't stay great and he failed in his leadership. I'm talking about King Saul. Saul started as a successful leader, loved by many, who ruled over many. Here are some of the examples of his leadership. He was a humble leader. When the prophet Samuel told him, Saul, you are God's anointed one, and you will become the king of Israel. You know what he said? Me? Ako? Sino ba naman ako? Benjamite lang ako. Tito pakalat-kalat lang. Ako magli-lead. And he was very young. He had godly concern. Early in his reign as king, his kingdom was being threatened by Ammonites ready to pounce on his kingdom. And he never had a second thought. And he went out and battled the enemy to protect his people. And God's spirit, the Bible says, was upon him. That's why he got the victory. And he was also a wise and strategic commander. Merong one time, they were up against the Philistines. And they were many. So ito naisip ni Saul. Sabi niya, sabihin mo sa Philistines, tell them that we want to surrender. So nung narinig ng mga Philistines, oh, they want to surrender. Okay, sige, lower your guards, lower your guards. We will celebrate because tonight we will conquer the Israelites. Little did they know na may nakaplano na pala si Saul. As soon as they put their guards down, Saul attacked them during the night while they were sleeping from 3 areas. And the Bible describes the victory na sobrang wasak yung kalaban. No 2 soldiers were seen together. Sobrang talaga. Ganun na itsura nila, wasak, devastated. That's how good of a strategist Saul was. And lastly, Saul knew how to give glory and praise to God. 1 Samuel 11, verse 13, he said, "Today the Lord has worked salvation in Israel." This was after one of his victories when he defeated an enemy. And we will be seeing, sadly, the exact opposite of how Saul's life unravels. Because he was chosen by God, but he was also rejected by God from being king. So how can a leader who starts out so great end up becoming proud, becoming arrogant, and evil to the point of being rejected by God? And what can we learn from his mistakes? We're going to read from the book of 1 Samuel. If you have your Bibles with you, electronic Bible or Bible, starting in chapter 15, verse 17, read along with me. And Samuel said, "Though you are little in your own eyes, are you not the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel. And the Lord sent you on a mission and said, 'Go devote to destruction the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you pounce on the spoil?'" The spoil is the choice product of victory. "And do what was evil in the sight of the Lord." And Saul said to Samuel, "I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me. I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I have devoted the Amalekites to destruction." What are you talking about? "But the people took off the spoil, sheep and oxen, the best of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice the Lord your God in Gilgal." And Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" Let me paraphrase that for you. Samuel was saying, is God more interested in burnt offerings and sacrifices than he is more interested in you obeying his voice? That's what he was saying. He said, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. As we study and go through the life of Saul, Lord, help us overcome our pride and disobedience. Holy Spirit, give us wisdom and revelation. Lord, use your words, not mine. In Jesus' name, amen. There are three things that we can learn from Saul's rise and fall from leadership. First one is Saul's leadership was established by God. Who was Saul? Sino ba tong si Saul na to? Saul came from a wealthy family. Mayaman po to, hindi po to paslit, hindi po to parang pakalat-kalat lang po. He was rich. May kaya. And the Bible also describes him as head and shoulders. Hindi po ito yung shampoo. Head and shoulders above everyone else. He was the tallest. Not only was he rich, not only was he tall, he was the sexiest man alive. The Bible describes him as the handsomest man in all the land. Sobrang guwapo. Hindi ko natatanong kung may katabing guwapo or matangkad or dark. But on the outside, Saul fit the bill. He looked like someone you would follow. He looked like the perfect leader. And God chose him. Pinili siya ni Lord. Itong mayaman, na matangkad, malaki, matipuno, mukhang sundalo, dark and handsome guy to be Israel's next king. Wow, perfect. And Samuel reminded him, verse 1 of that chapter we just read from, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king. You are king right now because of God's doing, not your own." Because Saul's only claim to fame was to be wealthy and handsome. And now he's already king. May kilala ba kayong ganon? Huwag niyo na sagutin. He only came to power because God chose him. Hindi siya nag-apply to be king. Pwede ba ako maging king? Walang king ang Israel. Alala nyo, yung mga judges, they had no king, they had no ruler. That's why judges were forced to rise up. He did not win a competition. Alam niyo ba yung show na American Ninja Warrior where people go through difficult obstacles and to emerge as the champion because they climb the highest challenge? Only a few have beaten that challenge. Hindi po ganon. Wala siyang tinalong tao to be worthy of kingship for Israel. He was king because God picked him. God chose him. The Bible also says in Romans 13 verse 1, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except God and those that exist that have been instituted by God. What does it mean? God puts people in places of leadership. The same way that Saul became king and was the leader of the Israelites, God puts us in places of leadership. If you are a leader right now, today, you are a student and people look up to you as a leader. If you are a single person at work in your profession and people look up to you as a leader. If you are the head of a family, you are a parent, you are a leader, you are leading your family, your children. That's not by accident because it's God who put you in that place of leadership. But I got promoted. Galing ko eh. Galing ko sa work. Galing ko magsalita. Ang galing ko magbenta. Ang galing ko sa sales. It was God who put in the mind of your supervisor, promote nga natin tong taong to. Bigyan nga natin to ng raise. No matter how you slice it, it's God who gives you the gift to lead and the ability. What happened to Saul? He was this great leader. He was doing the right things for God. Pride happened. The second thing we can learn from Saul is Saul allowed pride to shape his leadership. What is pride? Pride is this feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction coming from one's own achievements. Whenever you feel deeply, hindi lang to just feel pleasure or satisfaction, deep pleasure. Yung tuwang-tuwa ka dahil may ginawa ka na ikaw lang nakagawa. Meron na ba kayong ginawang ganun? Naalala nyo ba when you first rode a bike? Sarap ng feeling, di ba? Umandar kayo ng 10 feet? Wow! Wow! Galing ka, no? 10 feet? My daughter learned how to ride the bike when she was 5 and I was so proud of her. There was a deep pleasure and satisfaction for her own achievement. Proud na proud ako nun. When you first got your license to drive and you drove your first car on your first trip, ang sarap ng feeling, di ba? Wow, I can drive. Nasa EDSA kayo, no? 20 kilometers per hour. Ah, I'm the driver of this car. Di ba? Satisfied ka, may pleasure. Because you're the one doing it. The moment you earned your own income, the moment you had your own bank account, the moment you started paying for your own stuff, there's that deep pleasure because it's your own achievement. That's what pride is. It's about being independent, free from outside influence. That's what's at the root of pride. Then Samuel wanted to give a message to Saul in verse 12. And this is where things started changing for Saul. He was humble, he was a great leader, he was wise, he gave praise to God, but he was winning victories, he was defeating enemies. Ano nang ginagawa niya ngayon? In verse 12, we would see, Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, and it was told to Samuel, nung hinahanap, nasan si Saul, nasan si Saul? Ay, si Saul po, nagpunta po sa Carmel, and behold, he set up a monument for himself. A monument, and passed on, and went to Gilgal. Nung natapos na po yung monument, pumunta na siya sa susunod niya po. Sobra pong busy. Hindi niyo siya mahahanap. Hindi siya pwedeng madistorbo. It's so funny, yung verse na to. He set up a monument for himself. What's a monument? A monument is a structure built to commemorate or remember a person or an event. We have two great monuments in Metro Manila. One in Luneta, one in Caloocan. Alam niyo kung sino yan? Kino-commemorate natin, monument? National hero, si Rizal and Bonifacio. Alam niyo ba kung sino nag-build ng monument na yon? Hindi sila, other people. Alam niyo kung bakit? Dahil patay na sila, gusto nilang maalala si Rizal at gusto nilang maalala si Bonifacio for the heroic things that they did. Itong si Saul, not only was he still alive and he had a monument being built after him, siya mismo gumagawa. How messed up is that? That just gives you a sneak peek into what was going on in his mind. This man who was once humbled, this leader once gave the victory, the praise, the honor, the glory to God, was now assuming the victory and the glory for himself. He was starting to deceive himself that it's his own doing that's causing the victory, hence the monument. Success, influence, and power can do that to us. Pwede tayong malasing. The problem begins when we start believing our own press release na ako tong taong to, ako gumawa niyan, kaya kayo nag-succeed, ako yan. Na ikaw talaga may kagagawan, kaya nagsasucceed yan. Forgetting that ultimately, really, it was God who gave you that opportunity, that open door, that position. The reason why you were at the right time, at the right place, it was really God who did that. And Saul started forgetting that. The moment we start doing that, that's the moment we start declining. There are people, and this is how Saul probably started going into that deceived and depraved mindset. If you notice, Samuel was looking for him. He could not be found. Sobra siyang busy. He was too busy for Samuel. Samuel used to tell him what to do. He would used to ask Samuel, what's God's word for me today? Anong gustong paggawa sa akin ni Lord? Samuel, okay ba yung pagiging king ko? And now he was just too busy. Question for us today. Is there a Samuel in your life today speaking into you? Speaking into your life? I would like to submit to you that I'm so thankful that God has placed people in ministry that I can open my life to, that I can come to and go and ask advice, that there are people whose lives can be a pattern for me to live my own life. I'm so thankful for my brothers here in Metro East, that there are other pastors, Pastor Donnie, Pastor Ryan, Pastor Mark, Pastor Alfred, Pastor Jerry, all the other pastors, that I can come and ask marital advice, parental advice. Pwede rin ako mag-ask kay Pastor Bong, yung ating stylish pastor. Pastor Bong, ano ba uso ngayon? Ang daming pwedeng makuha, ang daming pwedeng matutunan. And I have other men outside of the ministry that know my successes and my failure, that keep my pride in check. Because I know if I'm left to my own, I'm gonna be proud. And I will forget that it's God who placed me where I am, what I've achieved, whatever it is that I think that I've achieved up to this point. It's not really my own doing. It's God who gave me all those little opportunities. And the greatest person in my life that really knows me inside out is my wife, who's here sitting in front, the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm so thankful that I have these people in my life. Here in Victory, you can have an opportunity to be part of a group like that. We call them Victory Groups. If you're not yet part of a Victory group and you have been attending, I would like to urge you. I would like to encourage you. Open up your life. There's a Victory group that's just right for you. Pride inflates your sense of self-worth and distorts your perspective of reality. Yan yung nangyayari kay Saul. Sobrang na-inflate yung pagka-importante niya that he had to build a monument. Buhay na buhay pa. Siya pa mismo gumagawa. Distorted na yung perspective niya of reality. If I ask you today, how are we different from Saul? If Saul were alive today, I don't think he will build monuments. You know what he would do? The moment na kinapture na niya si King Agag, hawak-hawak na niya si King Agag, hindi monument papagawa. Kunin mo yung camera ko. Can we take a selfie? Ching! Papost na niya yan sa mga social media, Facebook, Twitter, lahat ng alam niyang social media, lalagyan niya ng hashtag. Hashtag COTD. Ano yun? Catch of the day. And then yung people would be wowed. Wow! May bagong na-capture na king si King Saul. Galing naman! We're no different. We love getting the adoration. We love getting the glory for ourselves. We love people going wow over our achievements. I don't know if you know this, but someone on Instagram is also a social media tool where people post pictures and put a post together with it, and dinocument nila yung lives ng mga, they call them the rich kids of Instagram. Ito yung mga wala nang ginawa, mga young men and women, wala na silang pinost kundi things that just flaunt how wealthy they are. They would never fly coach. They would fly on their private jets. They would never ride an ordinary car. They have their limousines, sports cars, pamahalan. They don't care. Those bottles those kids are holding, they're like $1,000 per bottle. They just play like bottles of Coke. Sample, parang ganito. Let me read to you the post. The only food on the menu this weekend, 24-carat gold donuts filled with Cristal champagne, jelly, and icing. Cristal champagne are hundreds of dollars per bottle. Ganun lang naman. Simple post. Walang makain this weekend, but these gold donuts. I don't know why we post things online. Is it to share our lives with people? Or is it to show people that we've arrived somewhere? For the ladies, ganito ba itsura ng closet nyo? This woman has a wall of closets. We've already seen pictures of people with a closet like this. Pero ito yung post niya. We'll meet him tomorrow. Which pair should he sign? He's talking about Christian Louboutin. You know them, ladies? Siya yung famous designer of shoes. Because all those shoes sa likod niya were made by this guy, Christian Louboutin. You know how much a pair costs? Nag-research din po ako niyan. It costs anywhere from 30,000 pesos to 60,000 pesos per pair. Lahat yon Christian Louboutin, yung suot niya, yung nasa likod niya. And that's our monument. What are monuments? Flashy shoes, flashy clothes, outfit of the day, expensive cars, lavish trips. Why do we post what we post? For other people to go, wow! Ikaw lahat yan? Ikaw pera mo yan? Binili mo yan? Uh-huh. Ganon. Yun yung gusto natin. Yung ma-wow yung mga tao. Wow, I love your life. Can I live your life? No, the moment we allow our achievements to shape our identity, we make a way for pride to enter our lives. I've nothing against people posting where they've been on a trip, something good to celebrate. We need to check our motives. What are we trying to say when we post things like that? Third, Saul let partial obedience lead to his downfall. What is partial obedience? And Saul said to Samuel, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. Tinanong siya ni Saul, nag-obey ka ba? Yes. I said, but the people took of the spoil. I already obeyed. Pero kinuha nila yung spoil to sacrifice to the Lord, your God, in Gilgal. The truth is, he did not completely obey the Lord. The command was to completely wipe out the Amalekites. Diba sinabi, devote all of them to destruction. Men, women, child, dogs, cats, ipis, daga. Lahat yan ubusin mo. Walang ititira. And yet, tinira niya yung sheep and oxen. In the guise of sacrifice. And meron pa siyang special trophy. The king of Agag. Why did he keep that? So that other kings would fear him. Leverage. Partial obedience is complete disobedience. We may think we are obeying God. We may think, okay, I will give my offering, my tithes, whatever. I already gave last month. Okay na yun. Next month na lang, next time na lang, when I feel like it. In areas of integrity, in personal integrity, if you're married here today, maybe you're saying, I'm never gonna commit adultery. I'm gonna love my wife no matter what. Yes, okay, ganda. But, ang bilis, nagte-text, nakikipag-snapchat, he goes out and flirts with women, but he will never commit adultery. One and the same thing. Partial disobedience is disobedience. That's why Samuel said, to obey is better than sacrifice. Because Saul was making an excuse, but I sacrifice. Doesn't that count for something? That's not the point, Saul. God wanted you to obey. He said, destroy the Amalekites. Why was this important to God? This was personal. Because when the Israelites were at their lowest point, they had no leader, they were weak, they had no army, the Amalekites came and ravaged them. God was mad. And God wanted to bring judgment upon them, and Saul was just supposed to obey. Galit ako sa mga taong to, Saul. Ubusin mo sila. Huwag kang magtitira. Kala niya, pogi siya. Ito nga, oh, nag-iwan nga ako, Lord, pang sacrifice sa'yo. Wala akong pakialam sa sacrifice mo. I only care about you obeying what I told you. It's like my daughter. Meron ba sa inyo dito nag-homeschool? We tried homeschooling our daughters. We have a 9-year-old, 6-year-old. And my 9-year-old, we felt at one point that she needed to improve on her math. She was lagging behind. Yung mga ibang ka-age niya, ito na yung ginagawa sa math. And we needed her to study and to focus on math. So one day we said, anak, you need to brush up on your math. Study math. Just math. We want you to improve. Okay. Galit pa. Okay. So, we leave her to do her studies. And when we come back, okay, what did you do? What did you study? Well, I studied English. You see, English is her favorite subject. Kahit nakapikit, kaya niyang mag-English exam. And she will pass. Okay, what else did you do? We were expecting. Oh, sige, nag-English. Baka nag-math din. Ito, I made a craft. I can tell, look, Dad. I made you a card. Mahilig din kasi siya sa cards. But we asked you to study math. Why? You're falling behind. You need to study math or you will not pass. Akala niya matutuwa kami dahil may card, may mga extra things na ginawa. But she did not obey the basic command. Just study math. It breaks our heart. What makes obedience better than sacrifice? We either obey completely or disobey entirely. Because we can sacrifice without obeying. But we can never obey without sacrificing something. Our time, our talent, our treasure. Many times our partial disobedience is brought about by the partial lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. Sometimes there are things in our lives that we still keep from God. That needs to end tonight. So Saul was a great leader who fell from grace. Wow, puro bad examples lang pala makikita natin kay Saul. Is there any hope? Yes, there is. If Saul was proud, who was once small in his eyes and now big in his eyes, he blatantly disobeyed God for his benefit, for his honor, for his glory, there is one in the Bible that did the exact opposite. I want to read to you from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. He's just talking about Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. If Saul was too proud, he was too great for God, Jesus was God. But he emptied himself. He became man. He suffered pain like us. He went through temptations like us. He considered our sake before his own. Saul thought he obeyed God partially. You know, Jesus, he completely, fully, utterly obeyed God. Even at one point, he wanted someone else to do it. But till the point of his death, he obeyed his Father completely. I want to leave you with this. It's Christ's humility and obedience. That's the leadership worth following. If you want to be a leader, if you are leading right now, we need humility. We need obedience in our hearts. Not partial obedience, not false humility, but true humility, considering others better than ourselves, and complete obedience to God and His Word. As I end this, just a couple of things. How can we protect ourselves from pride? Surround yourself with someone. Surround yourself with people. Surround yourself with godly counsel. Whenever there are big life-changing decisions, go ask someone. A godly person. Someone who knows God's Word for wisdom. The Bible says in Proverbs 11 verse 4, where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Again, we encourage you to be part of a victory group if you're not part of one yet. Don't let pride get in the way. Don't let shyness get in the way. Your eternal destiny is at stake. Or we will fall the same way Saul fell. How can we obey? What do we obey? Pwede natin sabihin, obey God. Okay. Lord. God gave us the Bible. God gave us His Word. As long as we make the Bible the full and absolute authority in our lives and obey it to the letter, we'll be fine. No compromises. No partial obedience. Sayang lang. Might as well just disobey. Can we all bow our heads as we pray? Lord, we just surrender to You tonight. We just want to declare and thank You that all authority of leadership, all forms of leadership comes from You. Our ability to lead comes from You. And Lord, we pray, God, for the humbleness of heart as we realize that You have set us a path for leadership. Maybe some of us think, I'm never going to be a leader. But Lord, I pray that we will still commit to being humble. That Lord, give us an obedient heart as well. Help us to overcome by making Your Word our standard. By making what You say the first and complete authority in our lives. As we continue to be in an attitude of prayer, I want to pray for a couple of people. Some of you may be struggling with pride. You know that God is convicting your heart right now that you have been deeply satisfied with your own achievement. I don't know what that is. It may be your position. It may be money. It may be power. I don't know. And on the other end of that rod, you may be here and you may think, I'm nobody. I'm never gonna be a leader. I don't want to lead. Mababa ang low self-esteem ko. Ganun kababa. God wants you to release from that mindset. Wants to release you right now. If you're struggling with pride, the only way out is to repent. Saul did not repent. He insisted. He insisted that he was what he was doing was right. But we have God's Word. And we have His example to learn from. Just come to God right now and just repent. And ask for restoration and deliverance from the spirit of pride. You know who you are. Second group of people I want to address. We said, either you obey completely or just disobey entirely. Either you obey or disobey. That's simple as that. Saul thought he was obeying God, doing God a favor, but he had this little king on his side. May trophy siyang tinabi for himself. God said, wipe out the Amalekites. Nagtira si Saul. For us, turn away from sin completely. Not a single hint of sin in your life. And yet we have this little king Agag pinatago-tago natin, pinaka-baby-baby natin, our hidden sin. Okay, maliit lang, harmless lang to, but it's still sin. And God wants total obedience from us. If that's you, it's time to surrender to God tonight. It's time to let that sin go and surrender it to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It's either you follow Jesus completely or not follow Him at all. The Holy Spirit is here. There is grace. Come to the throne room of God and receive grace in time of your need.